I didn't even hear
news.
I didn't even hear where they ranked.
I didn't know. I was laughing too hard.
You and I both burst out laughing. Because apparently it's the highly anticipated post Labor Day NBA power rankings.
USA Today, I think.
Okay. There are some post Labor Day NBA power rankings. Labor Day has come and gone. Where do the Pistons stand?
I know. This is what happens in live radio. You never know. You got to pivot.
You know what, though?
You
keep filling it up, Luke, because the changeover, we need all the time we can get.
Making fun of Luke.
It's just a king. That's absolute king. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
It was a long weekend. Busy for me to an extent, but nowhere near as busy as yours.
We'll just get this out of the way. Yesterday, we had to do one of the most difficult things any parent has to do, and that's drop your kid off at school. And
not like to the bus stop.
No, it is. Yeah, it is. We did obviously work the game Saturday, and we'll get into Michigan, New Mexico, and we'll talk Michigan State, Western Michigan, and look ahead to Oklahoma and Boston College. And we got lines to get to today, and there's a Twitter poll out there we'd love for you to vote on. At DunGator971 on Twitter.
And, of course, the post-Labor Day power rankings today for the NBA.
NBA's post-Labor Day power rankings. Yeah, it's going to be a busy day. But we, Sunday morning, we got up and drove. We had to get to Connecticut. And we, you know, the idea was to be on the road by 9 a.m., but we didn't leave till well afternoon. And so the plan changed immediately. We didn't have anywhere booked. And my son is interested in Penn State eventually, but so we decided to go to State College. Went to State College, Pennsylvania, hung out and, you know, checked it all out and watched Notre Dame and Miami from there. Got up at 6 a.m. yesterday morning and drove the remaining 5 hours to Connecticut. And we got there, and again, knowing we were driving back, my wife's a school teacher. Today's the first day of school. She couldn't miss it. And I wanted to get back and do the show. So we had a 10-hour drive ahead of us once we left. We probably got to the school around 2:30. So already we know we're going to be rolling in late. Basically, half the school was moving in yesterday and half moves in today. And my son's got a buddy going in. They're going to be roommates. And I got a third roommate. And it's going to be fine. But yesterday, he was the only one moving in, and it felt like everybody else knew somebody. Everybody was laughing, having fun, and he was by himself.
So the other guys hadn't moved in yet.
The other guys move in today, and he was by himself. It's already a difficult thing just to, you know, move him into a dorm and say goodbye. But I you know you have to do it. As a parent, you know you have to drop your kid off. You know you're going to leave them. You know it's in their best interest. You know this is part of growing up. You know all of this. It is easily the most difficult thing we've ever had to do. Our first two, God bless them, went to the University of Michigan right down the street. It was no big deal. This was incredibly difficult. And I, you know, parents who've done it know what I'm talking about. The turn and look over your shoulder as they walk away by themselves.
Right.
And you are walking to get in your car and leave them, and they look back at you with tears in their eyes. But you have to do it. You have to do it. And it is more difficult than I ever imagined. I knew it was going to be tough.
Then
we got in a car and drove 10 hours back. Got in at 3:40 this morning.
Because that's what you do. And of course you'll, That's, because you drove Sunday. Yep. To get there, that's you. Stay as long as you can, so that you can leave as late as you can, and head home. Got it.
Yep.
It's so on brand for you. I imagine it makes it easier or more difficult depending on what the kid's attitude is going into the event of moving in.
Yep.
Like if you can see that the kid's nervous, that's going to make you feel worse. If the kid is excited and you can see that he's smiling, he's like, you can tell that he's anticipating it. So this is going to be great. It probably takes a burden off you to an extent. I don't know what the little fellow was. He's not a little fellow.
No, he's now 6'5".
He's not a little fellow. I don't
he's
know.
He's always been my little guy, but yes.
How is his attitude going into
both.
It?
Was there anxiety? Yeah, there was tons of anxiety and tons of nerves. And we got there, the room was not configured great. And, you know, he FaceTimed his roommate to say, okay, who wants what? Because, yeah. You know, there's different beds and different areas.
And whatnot.
And thankfully, he got back. The response he got was a lot of, I don't care. It doesn't matter. And I'm like, okay, well, let's see. You do you, whatever you want, but let's negotiate. Because you don't want to be the kid that just got there first and got the best bed and the best desk, you know, all that. So, So we had to really configure the room. Once we got the room sort of in a better place, because, I mean, there was like a desk right in the middle. It was kind of weird, but...
Well, I think just throw the stuff in there and then let everybody else decide where it's going to go. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but he was staying there last night, so we kind of wanted to help him unpack and everything.
Sure.
So, anyway...
Well, you're not just going to drop him off and say goodbye. I mean...
Yeah, what we found out is we drove away, and after a couple hours, we checked in, and he was playing basketball. The guys on the team, and it was great for him. And
guys on a baseball team,
the basketball team.
Basketball
he was playing. Team. Yes. The long story short, he assimilated quickly and was happy and started rattling off names. And I'm like, thank God.
Yeah. Because, well, that's because that's who he is. I mean, your kid is pretty outgoing, pretty social. So that would have been my salvo to you. Hey, man.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine. But like when we left, we're like, okay, dinner starts. Are you going to go? And he goes, I think I'm just going to sit in my room. And we're like, no, go to dinner. And he went to dinner.
Meet people.
Somebody knocked on his door though, which helped. It was, you know, a guy that had been there and knocked on his door and said, hey, come on. And that helped a ton. But I will tell you that I do not envy parent. Like someday, Kang, you're going to have to go through this someday, most likely. And it's tough. It is.
Oh, I believe it, man. Yeah. I mean, I enjoy every day, every moment right now. So, you know, I try not to look ahead too much.
Yep. So anyway, and then there was the drive back. So we get in the car. My wife goes to sleep. I drive the first 6 hours. At about 11:30 last night, we switched. We got in at 3:40 this morning. I slept for a couple hours and I'm completely running on fumes today. Total mess, but. It's all good. Checked in with my son. His roommates will be there soon. He's doing fine. So that first moment is tough. Really, really tough. Perry in Clinton Township here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Perry.
Hey, this is Perry Farrell. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, Perry?
What's going on?
You touched a nerve. I dropped my daughter off at Grand Valley, and we were sitting in a Dairy Queen eating lunch. And I just burst out into tears. You know, my oldest child, she's going to Grand Valley. And they had the best dorms in the state, believe me. I just burst out crying. You know, your oldest female leaving, going to college. And then it's like 3 hours driving back. I was like a basket case.
Perry, it's terrible. I knew it was going to be bad, but I'd never forget the image of looking over my shoulder and him walking away, looking back at me. And I'm just like,
it's uncontrollable. Passion. It's your child.
Mm-hmm.
You see them, you know, in diapers and now you're graduating. They didn't go to Grand Valley. You drop them off and it's like, ugh, it's the worst feeling in the world.
And here's the other thing I was thinking about. I want him to go there and experience, like grow up and mature. But that means the person I am leaving off is not coming home. It's a different person that's going to be coming home. I'm making myself tear up again.
Yeah.
But that version of him.
When his son comes home, it'll be a whole different person. It's like, who are you and why are you in my house?
Well, I feel you, man. It was difficult. And I hope now, was this recently?
No, my daughter went up there in 18. She graduated in 22. She was president of her sorority. Now she's working in LA for Apple.
And it all worked out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I have great places to go vacation, so it worked out fine.
How was it the second year you dropped her off?
I gave her a PT Cruiser. I said, see you later, bye. And then my youngest went to Michigan State, and so we're dropping her off. We turned in on the water. The water came out brown.
Oh.
West Hall. And while it was brown, and even when I dropped her off, it's like, oh my God, you know, I cried, but not as much. But it's like, okay, this is the nest is empty. She's gone, but she's only like an hour and 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's still, it kills you inside.
Sure does. Sure does. Yeah. Hey, appreciate the phone call, Perry. Take care.
Did the theme from Hulk start playing in the background as you were looking over your shoulder? Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like it. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
It's tough. No, I'm making fun of it, but yes, I get it. That's I can imagine. I mean, it's totally different if your kids are going in state, and even as Perry said, in state, he still has to drive 3 hours to get back. It's all on your mind. It's got to suck. 10 hours is a whole different ballgame.